Just hello. There we go. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are reminded today that we are a child of God, that you chose us, you picked us, you shaped us, you're forming us into the image of Christ, Lord. We are going after the things of God, Lord, as a body of Christ. And so, we're thankful for who we are, Lord. Just we want to pray that people be encouraged today, that people would just truly come to know that this season has been a challenged one, but yet we're coming through it. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in each one of our lives, the lives of our family, the lives of our congregations, Lord, all the above. We hold it up to you. We put it in good hands. So we bless this time. We bless this moment, Lord, and we'll always be careful to give you all the glory for all the great seeds that are planted here even today. And everybody said, amen. God bless you guys. You may be seated. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, worship team. So good. We have a couple churches represented on the worship team, and it's always good to do ministry together. Amen. Great job, guys. We appreciate you. Well, I just want to welcome you. You guys are here. You made it through 2020 and really almost halfway of 2021. You're alive and well. You look good. Everybody looks vibrant and beautiful, and nobody faced any trials or tribulations in the last year, I'm sure. But we're just happy to be here. If I didn't have a chance to meet you, my name is Don Proctor. My lovely wife, Krista, and I are just honored to serve as directors of City Pastors Fellowship. And actually, it's 14 years this month. So it's like you almost hate throwing out years because it really kind of dates you a little bit more. And I don't know if that's good, bad, I don't know. But anyway, you've come through a lot, and I just know and feel for all of you that the challenges that you've been through has not been easy. And so I just commend you, and I hope today that you would just seeing each other's faces coming together again. I know we're kind of a small start of hope for bigger endings of what God's doing as we all keep coming together and building relationship. But it's been a challenge. So I just encourage you today that God is still in the same place he's always been. He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. He is going to be faithful to finish what he has started in you. This is a day of new beginnings, new revelations. Greater things are coming than ever before. You know, I believe that we've had great things in the past, but I think greater things are coming in the future. I believe this, that God is positioning his church to really just bring glory to him. I know that challenges are here. We're still dealing with certain things that could be coming up. But man, we're going to see God get the glory through all this stuff. And it's so important that our pastors be positioned to be ready, to be encouraged, to be ready to receive the people that God's bringing. Because if we're not, we're in trouble. Amen? And the church has got to be ready, willing, able, and here we are. Amen. And how many of you guys know, as Ephesians tells us, that you are a gift? But how many of you have ever got gifts at Christmas, birthdays, from a distant relative or somebody, and the minute you get it, you think, how quickly can I give this thing back? How can I cash that thing in to get something different? But let me just remind you, you are not that gift. You are a gift from God. As the fivefold ministry reminds us, you are a gift from heaven. You were perfectly shaped, positioned for a time such as this. And God knew what was coming down the turnpike, but he didn't show you everything in the beginning because you wouldn't have came. Amen? But you're here and you're making it through. We're doing this together. And so just get ready for what God's doing and just don't know that he's on your side. Amen? So I just want to take a couple minutes and just share some thoughts. And, you know, it's been a while since I shared. You know, Nehemiah casts a vision every 26 days. I figure every 4 or 5 years. It might be a good idea if I share once in a while. But, you know, I felt like I have a couple points that I want to share, but I felt like I need to revisit just how City Pastors started, because some of you guys, you're new, you don't know what is this about. I'm still not quite sure. It's been 4 or 5 years now. I don't know what it is, but I figured it's always good to go back to the beginning of just the why, and we did this. I remember when I first started pastoring in 1999, Pastor Francis was one of the first people I ever met, and he forewarned me, Don, you don't want to do this. So I didn't really take his counsel at that time. I didn't know what I was getting into, but it's always good to have people like him in your life, for sure, and he's been a blessing. But I had the opportunity to get together with some pastors, and a pastor by the name of Jim Carmichael, who was pastoring at that time, just really orchestrated and saw the things that we're seeing right now. He was an AG pastor there in Roseville. He just had that heart for cross-pollinating and bringing different pastors from every walk of life together and praying and just seeing a move of God. Well, me, in 1999, we were just trying to survive. You know, I was working full-time outside the church, 50 hours trying to pastor. Every Saturday night over our house, this dark cloud would come over our house when I had to preach on Sunday morning. It was brutal. But having those relationships with Jim Carmichael, reached out to people like Francis and about six other pastors, a couple of them have retired since then, I did not realize how much that helped, shaped, and changed my life, even where I stand today. Because if I didn't have those relationships, I don't know where I would be. But through that, we would get together, we would pray together in our churches, we would go on retreats and things like that. So it impacted my life. It marked my life. So probably 4 or 5 years down the road, Jim Carmichael retires, and then all of a sudden we all go back to our corners. You know, there's nobody there to administrate and organize. So it was probably another 3 years after that, I began to have a relationship. Pastor Vladimir and Masha Yarmoluk came into our life. We started a Russian-speaking service, and then I realized, oh, the Russians are coming, and that's a good thing now. And that began to open up doors into more relationships, even in the Slavic-speaking community, that really just ministered to us. We thought we were going to have a Latino, Hispanic service, but, you know, God brought this Slavic community first. Vladimir says that's the heavenly language, but I don't know. We'll see. But just through that and our relationship and his connection with other pastors in the city, the Slavic-speaking, and we had another Baptist church that did a church plant in Roseville, my wife and I learned so much about relationships and how much relationships change the world. And we began to come to an understanding, and even Jim Carmichael would go and bring these guys in from Uganda, and where transformation was happening. You know, people were coming together and praying, and you're finding out these people that were in different denominations, they weren't coming together at the time, but when you have a crisis, when you're going to possibly, you don't know if you're going to wake up the next morning, if you're going to be alive or dead because people are shooting guns through your home, how do you know that would force you to come together to pray? So all the differences just went out the window with all these different pastors in their communities. And so I just began to learn about that. And then through that and praying and crossing those denominational lines, in this other community in Uganda, it totally transformed that place. So me being a young pastor, learning about all these things, I just thought, man, why do we have to wait till crisis comes to come together? Why can't we be together now and keep making a difference? And if crisis comes, we're already there. We can meet people where they're at. And so these things begin to process in my mind over those years that Jim Carmichael had retired. And so we said, well, let's just bring who you know together. So we brought 20 pastors together in Roseville in this little church that couldn't barely afford to probably pay for a meal for all these pastors, but we did. And it was just 20 of us, just meeting, no agenda, and just connecting. Well, it was 14 years ago, more pastors came on board. Francis got the revelation. He would host at his church. And every quarter, we began to go back and forth between our churches. Well, when we began to see the greater move of what God wanted to do in Sacramento, and be in the sacrament, be in a place where, I don't know if you know the history, where 3 or 4 pastors came to this place from different places throughout the nation to come. God told them to come here, and it was to really come against the slavery and the things that were going on then. They didn't know why they were coming. They came here, but there's something about this place. There's something about Sacramento, a city set upon a hill, and when you're taking all this in about unity and coming together and the value that we need to see in one another, it just begins to open your mind. You begin to get a revelation. Then all of a sudden, you're drinking the Kool-Aid, and then you're just in. This is the way it's got to be. We've got to work together, to pray together, to believe the best in one another. And so that's what we begin to do over these 14 years. So we find people, not just like Francis. We found the Rick Coles, the Scott Hagans, the Lance Hans of Bridgeway, the Simmons and South Sac, the O.J. Swanigans. I mean, we've had all these different churches that have been willing to host all these years, pay for the meals, and just be a blessing. And you've got to find those people in your life. Amen? And so that's what we've been doing these past years. And my hope is that we continue to position for what God's doing. I know that this has been a very difficult year for so many people. I know our church, we're not pastoring these people, but I know of what things are going on in our church. And it's been tough. I mean, people you've pastored for 10, 15 years, you've saved their marriages, and all of a sudden they're gone. Through everything going on. As a pastor and facing what you've faced, I mean, you could not do right. Any decision you made was wrong. And I don't know how you've done it, but you're here and you're pressing on. But I really believe that even coming through this year, it just reminds us of how much we need each other. And I believe that the pastors and the relationships that we've gained in this room have been significant, that have helped shape my wife and I's life today. I know we wouldn't be the people that we are today if it wasn't for many of the pastors in this room and the many more, some that aren't even here. But I remember going and meeting and going to different churches, and I've never experienced a four-hour ordination service before, but I have. And it changed my life in many ways. When the pastor that was with me said, hey, we're going to have church, I didn't know what he meant when he said we're going to have church. But I think through all these being where each other are at and being a part of each other's lives and seeing the value that the body of Christ of every different denominations, backgrounds, cultures, all the above, it's just beautiful. I know it's beautiful to the Lord. I think we need to embrace each other that much more. Now, I'm never going to have a four-hour service because I know I wouldn't have a church if I was to pastor that one, at least where we live. But it's really marked our lives, and we're so grateful. We're so thankful. And I think about all the things that we're facing even today or experiencing, the positive things. I think about the people that have gone before us. I think about the Glenn Coles. I think about the Henry Wells. Both of them have gone to be with the Lord. I think about even the Ephraim Williams, who just retired last year. And even as I was talking to Pastor Alice Banks, as she came in, I said, now, how many years have you been pastor? 21. And then she said, I said, well, how many years have you been in ministry? She said, oh, I can't even tell you how many years I've been in ministry. You know, you think about the people that have gone out before you to plant the seeds and pave the way to experience what we are. And we're not by any means where we want to be, but we're not where we used to be. And I think there's so much thankfulness and gratitude for those that have gone before us. And so as we just begin to I just want to share a couple more things, and then I just really want to pray, because I feel like this has been a time of just coming together and reconnecting and seeing the faces we haven't seen in a long time. So I want to make sure we spend time with that. As I was praying about things that we need to really watch over and guard, I felt like as the heightened things that are going on in our churches, the heightened things that are going on in our city and our nation, I believe that we've got to be so careful to guard our hearts from offenses. I feel like there's so much hurt that we've all experienced through this, whether it's personally, people in our church, our friends, family, it can really wear on you, and we can be so easily offended, and I feel like that's something that we've got to watch out for. You know, it's when you think about offenses, the Bible tells us, hey, they're going to come. I mean, whether it's an event, it's just we got to leave it here, and we can't take it with us, right? Because we take it with us, it's going to hinder us, it's going to bring bitterness, it's going to bring those things. But I feel like this is something the Lord's laying on our heart, because as a pastor, we can, as we've seen all this transfer growth, people going to different churches, and we're wondering what they're saying about him or her or whatever's going on, it's like you just don't take any of it in. You don't want to, you want to be careful to just guard your heart of those things. It's like offenses, the Bible says in Proverbs that offense, it's harder to win somebody over from offense than it is to win over a fortified city. You know what I mean? So it's a big deal in the body of Christ, and it's easy to pick those things up. So I just really pray, because if we have those things, how can we look upon our brothers and sisters down the road that are pastoring those churches? I mean, we want to see them thrive. We want to see them grow. We want to, you know, people might be saying this or that, but we just don't buy into it. Our key thing, as Francis always told me over the years, is my response. How would Jesus respond? No matter what's being said, it's on them. But for us, man, we're going to keep praying. We're going to keep encouraging. We're going to keep loving. We're going to keep just coming together as a body of Christ and not let those things bother us and try to take us down. And I really believe that, as the Bible says in Ephesians, we've got to really guard the unity. I think that's something that's very, God, obviously, it's a big deal to the Lord, because he says, okay, if you want unity, he's going to bless it if it is unified. You know what I mean? So we know that it's a high priority for the Lord. But I want to just close with one more thing, that we're all familiar with that story in the Bible about the four friends that take their one friend into the presence of the Lord. You know, this friend needed a healing. He needed a breakthrough. He needed a supernatural thing to take place. But these friends did everything possible they could to get their friend in the presence of God so that he may be healed. And I begin to think about that going on, because there's so many messages that are wrapped in that. But as you look at that message, I begin to think about, man, what if we could be those friends? That if our friend, if our pastor friend was going through something like that, would we be there for them? And it's not so much would we be there, but I think it's what's the heart and the spirit behind what we're doing. You know, are we praying? Are we believing God's best for those people, pastors around us? Are we really standing in the gap and really thinking positive things? Are we saying those prayers that say, you know what, I pray that your church be blessed before mine is blessed? And do we mean it sincerely? If God's got all the blessings of the world, why not pray that prayer? And I just begin to process that, because if you could think about it this way, they were taking him into the presence of God. But I believe if you have the four wrong people that maybe don't share that same heart and that same sweet spirit, that same spirit of wanting healing and breakthrough and all those things, you know, there's the one that brought him in through the roof, but if you have the wrong four people, we'll never even get through the door. And I believe that God's opening up doors in our city. I believe that they're just beginning to open in a greater way. And the thing is, I all want you to know the greater effect. Whether you're a large church or a small church, you matter to the Lord. There's a call, there's a destiny, there's something in you that is great that the people in your community need to know about. They're going to see Jesus in you because you're living out the message. We're not just talking it. Because listen, we've preached some good messages, but now through this last year, we really have had to live some stuff out, haven't we? Our response has had to be very crucial in the hour, because people are watching us on how we respond. And so I just want to encourage you in this time that, you know, I believe the best is still to come. Do I think there's going to be more challenges? It kind of reminds me of my girls used to watch this VeggieTale little animations. And when they talked about trials and tribulations, they would just say, hang on, this could be a bumpy ride. So, you know what? I think it's just how we look at it. You know, if it's a bumpy ride, we understand that we're in this together. We believe the best in one another. We want to see a move of God together. I mean, my heart in all this with pastoring and bringing people together, I just want to see a sustainable revival. I want to see something that is every day and not just an event that happens once or twice a year. I want to see it every day in our cities, in our communities. People, we need a move of the Lord in a supernatural way. And the only way we can do that is draw that out of heaven, to be unified, to understand we're not going to agree on everything. But we do believe this: there's one God, there's one Bible, there's one baptism, and there's only one way, and that's through Jesus. And I think if we can stand arm in arm and be encouraging one another and be excited for one another and just be concerned for one another when things are going on or not going well, let's be there for one another. And so these are just things that I wanted to share with you, and hopefully it encourage you. But I feel like these things we really have got to watch over as we move into the future in all that God has. Amen. Amen. So if we could, what I want to do right now is, can we just stand to our feet, and I just want to pray a prayer over you, and after that, if we could just grab 2 to 3 people and just pray for maybe a little more immediate needs, and then just finish out the time just having fellowship. Connect with people you haven't seen before. Make sure we stay in touch, get numbers from one another, and just know that, hey, you are as my friend Francis wrote a book about being perfectly positioned. I think we want to be perfectly positioned what God wants to do in this next hour. So, amen. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just all these great pastors that are represented here, Lord. I don't know where we would be, Father, if it wasn't for them just being faithful to the call of God in their lives, persevering through difficult times, looking at this past year and just wondering, man, what in the world is going on? But Father, we just want to remind each other even today that we're not alone in this. We might not have all the answers. We might not have everything figured out, but let's just have grace for one another. Let's be like, you know, Jesus told the apostles, could you just not tarry for 1 hour? I think we just need our region to just tarry, to just be gracious, to be patient, to really pray through, whether it be other leaders of other pastors or just maybe even our congregations, to just, let's press through this, but we could do this together. We don't have it all figured out, but God does, but let's not give up on one another. So Lord, I just pray that great grace, that peace upon each and every one of these amazing pastors. And we are grateful, Lord. Strengthen them. Strengthen their families. Strengthen this season of life. Many of us, we've maybe lost loved ones. We've experienced some major things going on. There's church planters that have begun that have had to really, man, they had no idea they were coming into this. But God, I know you're going to meet them where they're at. You're going to touch those people they're called to reach. And Lord, we're going to see a greater harvest coming in the days ahead. So Father, we just speak life over everybody. We speak life over their family. We declare healing and wholeness. And whatever lack that might be, God, you're going to provide it. You're going to meet it. And Lord, we're just going to be always careful to give you the glory. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for the days ahead, and we're just excited about the future because you promised us a great hope, a great future, Father, and we just give you the glory for that today, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. Just take 2 or 3 people, pray together, find out what needs you might have, and thanks you so much for coming today.